Translation. Oh my Lord Mishinga, in this way, just being engaged in your transcendental loving service, I shall be able to associate with devotees who are liberated souls, punksas, and thus being completely uncontaminated by the association of three modes of material nature, it will be possible for me to chant the glories of your Lordship, who is so dear to me. I shall chant your glories fully. I shall chant your glories fully following the footprints of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, it will be possible, without any doubt, that I shall cross over the ocean of nations.
Tuham priyasat surida paradevataya Leela patas tabanasinga grinta gita Anvas kutarni anubilan gunavitra bhakta Durgani te padduga layaham satanga. So, in this verse, two words are very important. One is Virincha Gita. Virincha means Lord Brahma. And the followers, just like we, Gauriya Sampradaya, means we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. Our sampradaya begins from Lord Brahma. There are similar other sampradayas, just like Rudra sampradaya, then Kumara sampradaya, and there is Lakshmi sampradaya, Ramanu sampradaya. So there are four sampradayas. Brahma sampradaya, Indra sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, and Lakshmi sampradaya. And if we do not take either of these sampradayas in the disciples' succession, then our attempt to advance in spiritual life will fail you. Sampradaya vihinaji mantrasi vipalavata. You cannot manufacture your own prayers unless you follow the footprints of Mahajana. They are Mahajana. This Brahma Mahajana. Lord Shiva Mahajana. Kumara Mahajan, Lakshmi Devi is a potency, spiritual potency of Lord Krishna. Lakshmi Narayan, potency. She is always engaged in massaging the lotus feet of Narayan, your friendly sister. Sri Sampada. Sri. She is known as Sri. Sri means opulence, fortune, beauty. So she is the reservoir of all things. So she has got, it is called Sri Sampada. Ramanu Sampada. They are called Sri Sampada. They worship Lakshmi Nara. Everyone worships the Lord and His potency, spiritual potency. Just like we worship Radha Krishna. Similarly, the Ramanu Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayana or Sitaram. So, we should follow the Sampradaya. Sampradaya, Vihidadi, Mantrasi, Vipalam. Here, Prahlad Maharaj says that Prahlad Maharaj is also Mahajan because he follows Mahajan. He said, within the Gita, I will enjoy and relish Prabhu Leela Katha, your pastime, the narration of your pastime. But it is not that narration as it is written by some mundane dramatic drama writer or novel writer. No, not that. That is useless. You should not touch. If some ordinary person has written something about Krishna's Leela, you should not touch it. It must be in the sampradaya. Must be authorized person. Otherwise it is useless. You should not touch it. Therefore he specially mentioned Leela Katha Prabhu Nrisimha Vinincha Gita, which is written by Mahārāja, like Brahmā. Just as we offer prayer from Brahmā Sandhya, we cannot offer prayer from any other person written by any other nonsense. No, that is not possible. Virtually, there is power. If you recite the prayer composed by Mahāyā, it has got spiritual power. Just like in your country, Mr. Max Fuller, he is very famous as translator of Vedas. But many scholars have read the translation of Max Fuller, but nobody could understand what is the purpose of this. Because he is not in the line. Useless. Similarly, the French professor, he has mentioned specialists in comparison to my writing. He has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Radhakrishna. Yes, that is right. What Dr. Radhakrishna Aurobindo knows about Krishna consciousness? Because they are not in the line. They simply try to exhibit their erudite scholars. That is useless. Nāvātmā prabhacanena labhā, na mevhaya, na bahunā sutena. This is the injunction given in the Veda. Ayamātmā, self-realization, God-realization. Nāvātmā balahīnena labhā, one who has no spiritual strength, he cannot understand. It is not possible. Nāyamātmā balahīnena na mevhaya. If you have got very good fertile brain for manufacturing contactive ideas, that doesn't mean you will be able to understand Krishna. That is not possible. Nāvātmā prabhucanena labhā nā mevhaya nā bahunā sutena. Only one who is favored by Krishna and his, confidence as devotee, what is it called? One cannot understand. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is given warning that I shall recite the narration of your pastime, which is composed by Brahma. Virinchi means Shiva Virinchi Nuta. That is the secret of success. You cannot compose by whimsical. Well, no. That will not be possible. Therefore, the next word is very important. When it says, Padajugālaya hamsasanga. Padajugālaya hamsasanga. This is possible when we associate sanga. Sangha means association. Whose association? Padudugala Hamsa. Was he? Because Krishna's feet is compared as lotus. Lotus feet, we say. So when there is lotus, there is Hamsa. Hamsa, in fine. That is the difference between the crows and the swan. Crows gather in a place, filthy place, where all rotten things are kept. The crows come, where all rotten things are there, all the crows will come. But when there is lotus, the crows is not coming. They hung for swan. They will go there. Even in the bird society, there are classes. Crow society, swan society, pigeon society, sparrow society, everyone has got society. But one society is different from another society. Similarly, where there is Krishna katha, the crows like man will not come. Where there is cinema, where there is prostitute dance, where there is drinking, the crows like man will come. Because the vayasa feet come. Because vayasa, vayasa means crows. So, Nakadabatashitrapadam hare jasa prajanita karhichi tadvayasam tiltham. Anyway, literature, very nicely written, just like Shakespeare writing or some other big mundane writers, they are writing. It is very nicely written, grammatically very correct, and metaphorically very nicely meant. Tatadamata Chitrapadam. Chitrapadam is very artistically written. There are literatures very artistically. Tatadamata Chitrapadam Hare Rajasa Prajanita Natarjuchi. But there is no glorification of the Lord. Simply literary presentation. Such kind of literature is described tad vayasatīkam. This kind of literature is preferred by the class of men who are like crows. But the Vedic literature, which is sung by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, a devotee, even that is broken language presented, tat giranti shiranti sadho, they will accept it. I say the person, they will sing it and they will accept. That is the secret of success. If your literature is exactly following the Mahajana Nirasana, then it will be like highly advanced, saintly person. And if it is a presentation of mundane literary career, therefore that gentleman has rejected him, Aurobindo, and after others, he has rejected their will. Other commentators, other will. But he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Krishna. Dr. Radhakrishna is going down as a big philosopher, and Aurobindo is also known as great calculator. But he has, yes, this should be rejected. Because it is biography. What is you? Degrary of words. It has no fact. All readiness. All the images. But they are going on. Therefore, one must be work, as Prahlad Maharaj said. This is Mahajanaja. Prahlad Maharaj was here, as he said, we must practice. We should not indulge in speculation in of literature, which is never touched by the Mahat. So, he is that one must be, the literature must be within the Gita. Why you are giving so much stress on Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because it is spoken by Krishna. Similarly, anything written by Krishna's pure devotee, that is important. Otherwise, it is not important. It is not important. So, hum priyasta suhila. We should be engaged always. Reading the book is very good. But it must be written by any authority. Then it is good. Otherwise, if you read the 24 hours, the newspaper or ordinary book, that kind of reading is simply a waste of time. But if you read authorized literature, then that's what will happen then. Then, andasa sitani anugidam gunavitra. Very easy. Simply by reading such book, we shall be free of material death. Simply. Because just like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan Krishna, they are identical. There is no difference. Don't think when I am reading Bhagavad Gita, not with purpose, then I am great. But to associate to with the desire that I shall be able to associate with devotee and Krishna. Then Bhagavad Gita is none different from Krishna. There is no difference. Advaita. Advaita means without any difference. Vadanti tattva sabhya tattvam jadgyanam advaita. Advaita. If you are a devotee, one of high devotee. When you read Bhagavad Gita, you must know Krishna is there. If you are a pure devotee, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there on your tongue, thus. Don't think others. Krishna is there. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna without any offense, 10 kinds of offenses, you know. By avoiding offense, if you chant Hare Krishna, then you must know that Krishna is there. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Sunsa Nitya Mukta, Avinda Pyar Nama Nama. Similarly, when we read literature, Lila Katha, just like we are reading now, Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Lila Katha of Krishna and his devotee Prahlad. This is Lila, exchange of being between devotee and his Lord. The whole Bhagavad, it is called Bhagavad. Why? The only subject matter is Bhagavan and Bhakta. Bhagavan is the Lord. And Bhakta is devotee. He does not have, you won't find any newspaper right. That there are aspects in London and this and that. You don't find hardly. It is not right. Because Maya is not. Not for the enjoyment of the crows like man. It must be strong. Hamsa. Hamsa, why Hamsa is that from Hamsa? Hamsa has the capacity, Hamsa means Swa, he has that capacity. If you give to the Hamsa milk mixed with water, the Hamsa has not the capacity to, it will drink the milk and reject to it. Therefore, Hamsa. Paramhamsa. Paramhamsa means, although they are in the material world, they have kicked out the material things, but they have taken Krishna. That's all. Krishna is there. Everywhere is Krishna. Isavasaminam sadvam. Even in this material world, there is Krishna. But the Hamsa can take. Now the crows can take. Therefore, this man is between the crows and Hamsa. So, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are being trained up to become Hamsa, or they are Hamsa. They don't care for anything material. They are concerned with Krishna. Therefore, Param. Krishna is everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhilasa bhuta. But the devotees can get Krishna from anywhere. He has how he can get him. What is the process? The process is his devotional service. If you are engaged in devotional service, in anywhere, you are in Krishna. He has a suffering in the heart. Say, Karma, Nasa, Vata. Nikhilesu api avasthasu, jivanamuttasavutthasu. If one has not sincere desire to serve Krishna, in any position, in any body, in any circumstance, he is jivanamukta, that is for him. Jivanamukta means always living in this body, he is Paramahamsa. He has nothing to do with this body. He has everything to do with Krishna. So we have to take shelter of such person. Therefore it is said, Padajudalaya Hamsa Sangha. The devotee who is always living under the protection, shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, like Hamsa. Hamsa will find danger. When there is a lotus, they go down within the water and entangle with the stems of the lotus. There is a prayer by Mukunda Maharaja. Paddaiva may Manasa Hamsa like that. That's how it is. So, our mind should be trained up like Hamsa, who entangles himself with the stem of lotus flower. So, we have to take shelter of this Hamsa for the Jugala Hamsa Sangha. Unless we associate with such Hamsa, who has nothing to do with this material world, who has taken the cream of the material Krishna, such Hamsa, if we become his servant. Gopi Vartu Pada Kamala, oh, Dasa, 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 Kanu Dasa. Very deep effective. Pada Buddha, Laya Hamsa Sangha. Very deep one. If we will associate with Hamsa, pure devotee, then our life will be successful. Anjasa Sipadmi, very easily we shall cross over this ocean of mankind. There is another part like that. Bhavam Budhi, Vasya Padam, Parana Padam, Padana Jap Padana Jadu Bhipana Rati. Samaskutati padapallavam plavam. The same thing differently expressed. Samaskutati padapallavam plavam. Mahat padava pundagaso murari. Bhavamudhi maskapana paramapana. Bhavamudhi is great ocean of the sky in which we are now fallen and very much struggling for existence. Exactly just like if you are thrown in the ocean, you may be a very good swimmer, but the condition is very dangerous. We'll have to struggle. We cannot say, I am a good swimmer, I shall be very easily able to cross over the ocean. That's not possible. But if you take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Samastati Padapallavam Plavam. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, what is that lotus feet? Mahapadam. It is the shelter of the whole material field. Mahatattva, the total material energy that is called Mahatattva. From Mahatattva the whole cosmic manifestation has come. Therefore, lotus feet of Krishna means that there is also Mahatattva, many, many Mahatattva. Samaskita jil pada pallavam pramam, Mahatpadam, Pullajasu Murari. Of Murari, Krishna Dhanadan name is Murari. Pullajasu, always, Pavitram Paramam. Then, this Bhavambudhi Vatsapadam, the great ocean of this has become a small spot of water as it is made by the hook spring of the cow, calf, possible. Kulama in the previous verse, he described what is the position of this material world. The smart yapriya yoga yoga. Simply lamentation. Sometimes they are so happy by getting the desired thing, and mostly they are unhappy associating with undesired thing. So in order to save ourselves from this opposing element, the best thing is suggested. So hum priyastas prohita paravivataya vilapas. Let us be engaged always chanting or reading the pastimes of the Lord. Lilapam. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then it is full of lilapam, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So that is the only way to get out of the miserable condition of the material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Tridharupi Suninchena, Tarorupi Sahishnana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadar. Kirtaniya is Vilakasa. Vilakasa Kirtani. See, when you read or hear a chant about the pastimes of the Lord, that is also Kirtan. And if you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, in its way, that is also Kirtan. There is no difference. So we must engage Kirtaniya Sadar. Either we should chant Hare Krishna Mantra or we should read our book. This is what. Then we will say somewhere. Otherwise, at any time, we will be too much. Thank you.